Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Irene Quayle in Bonn. . 2006 has been declared the Year of the Desert and Desertification by the United Nations. And this coming Saturday is the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. The aim of both of these is to raise awareness that desertification is not simply a natural process we can't do anything about. It's all about land degradation caused by human-induced factors and climate change. It affects one-third of the Earth's surface and more than a billion people. And it has potentially devastating consequences in terms of social and economic costs. In this edition of our series on combating desertification, we visit China. The country's in the headlines a lot these days, with concern about the environmental impact of rapid development and population growth. And China, too, is facing the major challenge of coping with increasing desertification. Massive sand dunes blow towards Beijing, causing water shortages and other problems. One way to protect the metropolis is reforestation. Here's Helen Sini with a feature jointly produced with Alexander Freund and Marie Kurt.
The warning is unmistakable. Armed with machine guns and fighting a wind force of 10, police barricade the only road from Urumqi to Turfan. The sky has darkened, the trees are dangerously bent, and nobody willingly leaves the house or car. Here in the deserts of northwest and northern China come the frequent and massive desert hurricanes, which have a wind force of 12 and sweep across the broad countryside, leaving behind a visible path of destruction. Power and water supplies fail, huts are destroyed, dozens of trucks lie overturned in the ditches. For hundreds of years, the people along the Silk Road have defied the Taklamakan and Gobi deserts. But the brilliance and splendor of former times are long gone, and the economic boom in the coastal regions never came to the autonomous province of Xinjiang. No group has felt it more than the Muslim minority of the Uyghurs. For that reason, there is a lot of unrest, to which Beijing responds with harsh brutality. Beijing fears the secession of the strategically important province of Xinjiang and excuses its harsh action, saying it's part of the war against terror. The present social tensions are not the only issues which could be dangerous for Beijing. Increasingly frequent sandstorms darken the sky above the capital. A thick yellow smog settles on the cars, houses and streets. Commuters protect themselves with breathing masks. In the hospitals, many, but especially the elderly, need to be examined and treated for breathing difficulties. But the sand isn't the only problem. Even in the capital, there are frequent shortages of water, as Wolfgang Schulz from the German aid organization GTZ explains.
You really feel it yourself. Often after a night, you'll find finger-thick dust and sand in your apartment. And the second difficult problem is the water shortage here in the city, because the water reservoirs around Beijing are now completely filled with sand.
Since 1978,
the German Organization for International and Technical Cooperation, GTZ, has supported, among other things, the Chinese reforestation program, especially in the regions north and northwest of Beijing. Because farming is so intense, clear-cut logging and rapid industrialization have left behind very noticeable traces. In the medium term, the discontentment of people living in rural areas, the dramatic water shortages and the spread of the desert could even jeopardize the Chinese economic boom. In the last sandstorm alone, around 300,000 tons of sand were blown into the metropolis. In preparation for the 2008 Olympic Games, the city is visibly trying to stop the desert from encroaching further by creating a forest belt across the country. The most ambitious project is a vast green wall going through a total of 13 provinces and stretching across almost 4,500 kilometers.
This is the largest reforestation project on the planet, affecting more than 40% of China's land space and at least 35 billion hectares, so perhaps 350,000 square kilometers, which will be reforested in a time frame of just 80 years.
Because there will be no yield from forestry for a long time, these protective forests are not the only ones planted in these regions. Cash trees, such as fruit or nut trees, will also be planted in order for the farmers to earn additional income and to better the chances of the reforestation program being accepted by those living in these rural areas. Beijing is investing a lot of energy and money in the reforestation program and is trying at the same time to make sure the campaigns do not ignore the concerns and needs of the rural population. Anna Guss from the German Institute for Economic Reconstruction in Beijing sees this as a change of heart and one that he emphatically supports.
Furthering the people's education and including them in certain measures is, I believe, a central point, because it's only together with the target group that we can accomplish anything and above all achieve a sustainable forest environment in China.
Nobody doubts the necessity of finding an effective way to combat desertification in Beijing. Every year, China loses around 2,500 square kilometers to the desert. The living space of more than 100 million people is in jeopardy. Accordingly, Beijing is set on strengthening the synthesis between economic growth and environmental protection, as Anna Guss from the Institute for Economic Reconstruction explains.
Wenn man sich die Aussagen im Zusammenhang mit dem 11. Fünfjahresplan Chinas ansieht, so wird
When you look at the evidence in China's 11th five-year plan, it becomes quite clear that China wants to grow with the environment instead of without the environment, because it knows that otherwise it will come up against limits to economic, social and even natural resources. Now, when one speaks of sustainable development, economic goals alone don't count more than their environmental counterparts, and not at any price either.
The Chinese economic miracle has many winners, but also two major losers, the poor rural population and the environment. If Beijing manages to ensure that the economy is no longer allowed to grow at the expense of the environment, and if the rural population is allowed to share in the boom, then China could profit twice as much. It could come to grips not only with desertification, but also with the tensions within Chinese society.
Helen Sini with that installment of our feature series on the problems of desertification.
Listen as you go. Living Planet, Deutsche Welle Radio's award-winning weekly environment program, is available as a podcast. Click onto the Deutsche Welle website at dw-world.de.